In Los Angeles, federal investigators have recovered data recorders from a commuter train and a freight train that collided yesterday in the L.A. suburb of Chatsworth. At least 25 people were killed, but that number could grow. It's the nation's deadliest transit accident in more than a decade. Today, transit officials said the wreck happened after the commuter train engineer failed to stop at a red light. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Over 200 passengers on train 111 were heading north from downtown L.A. when the collision occurred around 4:30 on Friday. That's when the Metrolink commuter train rammed head-on into a Union Pacific freight train. Survivor Jeremy Schneider describes the moment of impact.
Bam, and it's dead silence. And then you look around, and you can't believe what you see. My friend, she's leaned over just in agony. And I look around, everybody's on the ground. And there's people hurt everywhere.
Schneider saw flames from a window and urged fellow passengers to move if they could.
I start running back through the cars going, get everybody out of the train. If you can move, you need to get out of this train now. Get to the back and get out of this train and sit in the back. But a lot of people can't move.
Over 135 people were injured, 40 seriously enough to be airlifted to area hospitals. This morning, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said the overturned train was a challenge to rescue efforts.
What made this wreckage particularly unique was that we're unable to get to the bodies.
As victims are identified, their families are being notified, says Ed Winter, assistant to the L.A. County coroner.
We have been able to notify 8 of the families of the deceased. We are continuing to attempt to identify and notify the rest of the family members. And we do have additional bodies that are in the wreckage. And as we remove them and I get an official count, I'll be more than happy to share them.
The focus has now turned to removal of the remaining bodies, says L.A. County Deputy Fire Chief Mario Reuda.
We believe the likelihood of anybody being alive in the wreckage at this point is very remote. But we do continue to remove victims. And as you can imagine with the wreckage, it's been very, very difficult work.
Cadaver dogs have been brought in, and Reuda says every conceivable empty space is being searched to look for possible survivors. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.